Outlet pass goes to Coons. Front court pass. Nice feed, Johnson. Matt down the lane is cut off. Out top to Bodie for three. Got it! Oh, what a sequence for the Bears to put them up by 11. And timeout, Idaho.
There it is again. Jerry Schimmel on the call. The UNC Bears win big last night over Idaho. 87-70, thanks in large part to our weekly guest in Bodie Hume. Bodie had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, but 10 of 16 and then 2 of 4 from the three-point line. Handled his business at the free throw line as well. Bodie joins us each and every week, presented in part by First Advantage. Bodie, my friend, congratulations. I know this one felt good. You guys were itching to get right back at it. It's been a little while. I think you only played 2 games before that one since Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. It was exciting to get back on the floor. I think it'd been 12 days, I think, since we played a game, so it's nice to be back out there.
Well, and how good was that, too? Because, you know, last time out, you go up against a Sac State team that was frustrating, certainly, and then you have to take a break. You don't get your Portland State game. You don't get your Northern Arizona game. Right. You know, you and I talked about it. You're chomping at the bit. You want to get back out there. So how big was that to not only get back out, get the win on the road, but to win big like that?
Oh, it's huge for us, especially in our conference. You know, you never know who's going to win, who's going to lose. So for us to get a lot of be 2-0 on the road this year for any conference has just been really great for us.
That was one of those nice nights for you, man. I mean, 25 points in this one. You were doing it from all over the floor, though. I mean, you were hitting some threes there. You were getting to the free throw line, but also a lot of tip-in action for you, too. So, I mean, you were everywhere.
Yeah, just been trying to get more on the offensive boards. Definitely been an emphasis for me as well as some of us other bigger wings on the team, and it's just really trying to get more opportunities for us to score the ball.
Talking to Bodie Hume, who had a monster game last night. Hey, I tweeted at you, too. I didn't want to jinx you, but I said, hey, I'm looking for Bodie to perhaps be our player of the week this week. So far, so good, my friend.
Yeah, definitely a great start to the weekend.
Talk to us about Matt Johnson, man. He was just efficient. You know, 8 points, 8 assists, but only 1 turnover. Having guys like that can be that efficient when they are throwing the ball around, that's got to be pretty big, too.
Oh, it's huge. Matt Johnson had a great game last night. He comes up to me and says, man, I got a lot of assists. Let me see if I can help you out some more. And I had a little back cut. Matt Johnson missed me on the back cut, but he ended up getting another assist from Bryce Kennedy, which was really great for him. So he had a really great game. No complaints with him at all.
How often does that happen, too, where you look at a stat or something and you're like, hey, you know, we're winning big here. We're feeling good. Let's see if we can improve here in another area. Let's create a couple of plays for an assist or two.
I don't think the stats are too big in the importance for us. We don't really look into it. I think Matt just kind of checked up at the scoreboard and just kind of noticed. But it was really good for him to be able to have a great game like that. I mean, 1 turnover, we had 9 as a team. You know, it's really great to see that, not turning the ball over, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and how about Drew Cookshausen? 3 of 5 from the three-point line. I mean, that guy just – he doesn't have many field goals outside of the three ball. This guy lives to shoot the three, and he's good at it.
Man, I will be honest. I saw him shoot a layup last night, and I think that was his second 2-pointer of this year. So for him to get the opportunities that he's still getting from three is just great for us to see. And, I mean, it ultimately opens up the floor for Daylon. It opens up the floor for Matt. It even opens up the floor for me to get to the rim.
Well, yeah, and if you can get three, why settle for two, right? I mean, three,
exactly.
If you're a math guy, three's better. How about the bench? Talk to us a bit. I know, you know, we're kind of thin there, but seeing a guy like Dalton Knecht come in and produce the way he has off and on, of course, between the starting lineup and then the bench, but coming in and putting up 15 for you guys as well, 6 boards, I know that's big.
Oh, no, it's definitely big for us. He had a good game, and it was something that we've been looking forward to for a little while, Dalton. Dalton had a little knee injury of practice for us, and he's just trying to get back from that, and he played really well last night.
Talking to Bodie Hume each and every week, presented in part by Cables. I'm heading over there this afternoon, actually, Bodie, to meet up with them. Any suggestions from you? I should try, because I'm starving. I haven't had lunch yet.
Man, I still love their spaghetti and meatballs. I won't lie to you.
I'm going to go for it.
Spaghetti meatballs or mac and cheese, but one of the two for sure.
I'm going to throw it out there, and I'll let them decide. I'll say, hey, this is what Bodie's hooking us up with, so we'll see.
You
guys are still on the road. You got Eastern Washington coming up tomorrow afternoon. We know there's a big Weber State game coming up next week, too. But, you know, you're looking at this and, okay, we had a little bit of a slip against Sac State. But we put this win together against Eastern Washington. Suddenly, you guys are, again, you're already in the thick of things at the top of the Big Sky. But now that you're approaching the core of Big Sky play, this would be a big one for you guys to carry on into the Weber State game next week.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think for us to be on this road and actually play two games on the road again is really important for us. Smiley had a great explanation last night after the game. Is we're breaking it into increments, and each five games is a brick, and we're just trying to start off this next brick right. So that's kind of what our game plan is.
Yeah, I love it, too. I mean, and do you look at it, Bodie, you and I have had this conversation, too, about what's expected of you. And I talked about this on the show earlier. I said, man, if Bodie's putting together those kind of games, those 25-point games, anywhere beyond that, I stand by it, man. You guys are going to be so tough to beat.
No, definitely. I think when we have someone that's producing well for us, and not just one person trying to score all the points, but we had a group effort last night. I think Daylen had 16, Dalton had 15. I had in the 20s. It's just really great when we're all clicking like that. And ultimately, it leads for us to have better looks defensively as well and guard the ball a little bit better.
So, did you realize this, Bodie? You are 19 points away from cracking the program's top 10 in scoring. Did you even realize that?
I did see that. I think I saw it on Twitter today. Really exciting stuff, but ultimately, you know, here to win games, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to continue to win some games. You got a big one at, like we said, Eastern Washington. Next week's an absolutely huge week against Weber State, and we're here for it, man. Love following this program and all that you're doing, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week when you're back in studio.
All right, perfect. That sounds great.
All right, man. That's Bodie Hume, presented in part by First Advantage. And, of course, cables. Like I said, I'm heading over there this afternoon talking with the great folks there about some of the stuff we're doing, and they are awesome. And I'm starving, so I'm going to have – I may take them up on that. I may try the spaghetti. May go that route. We'll see. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And Bears coming off of a big win last night. And you know, Bodie is one of those guys. He's a humble guy, but I stand by this. You know, I think Daylen Kuntz has potential to be the player of the year in the Big Sky. I still think Bodie needs to be in that area too. Because when he's rolling, I mean, watching against one of the best teams in the country, and they are the Colorado State Rams, just a few miles north. When they had no answer for Bodie when he was on. Talk to any one of them. Talk to any of the reporters that cover CSU closely. Obviously, the entire team looked great. But there were no answers for Bodie Hume when he's rocking and rolling like that. And I think if you get a Bodie that's hitting early, it's proven he can hit a couple of threes. Then he's going to drive on you. Then he's going to get to the free throw line. He can do a lot. He can produce a lot out there. So I look for him to carry that on. I think that's a big thing for UNC going forward. Love the production from the bench with Dalton Knecht, though. Not a lot of bench work outside of that. Really want to see Jamel Melvin and Kennedy help out as they grow with this program. But right now, it's Dalton Knecht needed to produce some big numbers. No doubt about it. And he did. 15 and 6 boards. So congratulations to this UNC Bears team. Now that's when you start looking at it, though. Okay, so you got Idaho. You had to win. They're the worst team in the conference. But again, even going on the road, still variables, whatever, COVID, you never freaking know. Eastern Washington's right in the middle. They're kind of in the middle of the conference right now. They're sitting at 10-7, 4-2 in the conference. You can't look at standings at this point. Because if you get caught up looking at standings, you just, you know, Eastern Washington shows that they're like 6th to 7th place, but they're tied with Montana State in the conference. So that is a salty team. You got to be careful with them. And then, of course, Weber State, the top team in the conference, is next Thursday. I am pumped for that game. 15 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about basketball in the state of Colorado. More on Nikola Jokic and his potential to be one of the all-time greats. Stack it. I heard Jerry Schemmel say, he told Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now that if Joker keeps playing at this level, or even last year's level, he could be one of the greatest of all time. Seriously, in the NBA, not of the Nuggets, in the NBA. What would that take? Obviously a championship, but does he have the makings of being one of the greatest players to ever do it. 15 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.